This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with state and union territory level winners of My Bharat Budget Quest 2026 beginning today. This initiative encourages youth to discuss the union budget and share their perspectives on building a Vikasit Bharat or developed India. The event focuses on engaging young minds or Yuva Shakti in participatory governance and economic planning. The move is also aimed at strengthening the role of Amrit Pidhi or young generation in shaping policy and contributing to an Atmanirbhar Vikasit Bharat by 2047. The My Bharat Budget Quest 2026 received a massive response with over 12 lakh young participants and 47,000 essays submitted. Two Indian-flagged vessels, Shivalik and Nanda Devi, have crossed the Strait of Hormuz safely yesterday. Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed about this while addressing the interministerial media briefing in New Delhi yesterday. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that there is no dry out at any retail outlets or LPG distributorship and sufficient diesel and petrol is available. She urged citizens to refrain from panic booking of LPG cylinders and only book when required.
Last delivery se
there must be a minimum gap of 25 days between the last delivery and the next booking in urban areas and 45 days in rural areas. An appeal to all citizens, please use the digital booking tools available to you. There is no need for anyone to go to a distributor and stand in line to book a cylinder or to receive the delivery.
US President Donald Trump has urged nations affected by Tehran's attempted closure of the Hormuz Strait to send ships to secure the narrow shipping lane, crucial for global oil supplies as the war with Iran enters the third week. In a post on Truth Social, Trump urged countries such as China, France, Japan, South Korea and the UK and others to send ships to the Hormuz Strait, asserting that the US will continue to bomb the shoreline and target Iranian ships and boats. Starting February 28th, the US and Israel have launched a massive joint attack on Iran, and with Iran's retaliation, it is extended to the entire Gulf region. Global oil and gas prices have surged after Iran has virtually blocked the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said that the strategically vital Strait of Hormuz remains operational for international shipping, but vessels linked to the United States and Israel are not permitted to pass through the waterway. His remarks come amid escalating tensions in the region following recent military developments. In an interview with American cable news channel, Araghchi said the maritime passage has not been entirely shut down. The claim from the Iranian minister comes even as hundreds of ships, including many Indian vessels, remain stranded in the narrow sea lane between the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. India has condemned the airstrikes by Pakistan in Afghanistan's territory, leading to the death of several civilians and destruction of civilian infrastructure. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that this is yet another act of aggression by a Pakistani establishment that remains hostile to the idea of a sovereign Afghanistan. Jammu and Kashmir Police has constituted a special investigation team, SIT, to probe the attempted firing on former Chief Minister and President of JNK National Conference, Farooq Abdullah. The team has been directed to conduct a thorough investigation and complete the probe within the statutory time frame. The incident occurred on the 11th of March when Farooq Abdullah was attending a marriage ceremony at a banquet hall in Jammu. India lost 0-2 against England in the final of the FIH Women's Hockey World Qualifier at GMC Balayogi Hockey Ground in Hyderabad last evening, but still managed to progress to this year's mega event to be co-hosted by Netherlands and Belgium. Besides champions England, runner-up India and Scotland, who defeated Italy 1-0, qualified from this event for the World Cup. India Met Department IMD has issued an orange alert for thunderstorm accompanied by hailstorm and gusty winds over Chandigarh, Haryana, East Uttar Pradesh, Punjab and Uttarakhand today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.